If it wasn't these boys, it must have been one of...
The others.
Uh-huh, or if it wasn't these, it was...
One of those.
Okay. If you're pointing to a tree in the distance, you might say it's...
A great distance?
Mm-hmm.
Over yonder?
Okay. Would you yourself say over yonder?
I would not say over yonder, but let me give you a little colloquial expression here. If you're talking to one of these old timers that's been around here 50 or 60 years,
mm-hmm.
say they're my age or older, and you say, are you going over yonder? You'd never guess where they are speaking of. They're speaking of going to the Chattahoochee Valley.
Mm-hmm.
From Columbus to West Point, Georgia, all of the Chattahoochee Valley is over yonder. And when you get over there, if you're going over yonder, you're coming over to the Tallapoosa River Valley,
mm-hmm.
to the Tallahassee area. Over yonder, if you would ask Mr. is he going over yonder, he'd know immediately that you were talking about going to West Point, Lynette, Charmont, Langdale, Riverview, or Phoenix City or Columbus one.
Mm-hmm. So it's a great longer distance.
It's 50 miles over there. Formerly was 65, but since we've got the highway straightened out,
yeah.
It's about 50 miles, and we talk about going over yonder. There's in that area in the valley is over yonder.
Mm-hmm. So it's just not a short distance
no.
across the street?
No.
Okay. If you were trying to show somebody how to do something and they were doing it wrong, you might say, don't do it that way, do it.
I suggest you try this.
Mm-hmm. Or you might say, just do it.
This way.
Okay.
The specific instructions.
Okay. Okay, when somebody speaks to you and you don't hear what he says, what do you do to make him repeat?
Pardon me?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I didn't understand.
If a man has plenty of money, he doesn't have anything to worry about. But life is harder on a man.
That's poor.
Okay. If you have a lot of peach trees, you might have a...
orchard.
Okay. Okay, when I was a boy, my father was poor. The next door was a boy.
Who was rich or wealthy.
All right. What do you call the inside part of a cherry that you don't eat?
Pit.
All right. How about the inside of a peach?
Seed.
Mm-hmm. Is there ever anything, something inside the seed?
Yes. There's the kernel.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What kind of peach is it where the flesh is tied against the stone, or you know, the seed?
Cling stones. And yeah. Free stones are the ones that are coming off.
That's my question. Okay. What do you call the part of an apple that you throw away?
The core.
Okay. Do you have a name for pieces of dried apple?
No.
Have you ever heard anybody call them Smith?
No.
Okay.
See, we're not in the drying apple. We're right on the edge of the apple country.
Mm-hmm.
And they've just recently begun growing apples in this country.
Oh, okay. What are the kind of nuts that you pull up out of the ground and roast?
They are known as goobers, peanuts, penders, and ground peas, depending on which section of the peanut growing area that you're in.
Mm-hmm. What are they usually known as in